We're All Doing Time by Kevin Rashid Johnson for Prison Radio, www.prisonradio.org. Reporting from Red Onion State Prison in Virginia.
Throughout our childhood, we're conditioned to believe that life's rewards can be found in toys and tokens. As we grow older, these notions of pursuing pacifiers are reinforced commercially. Only the toys become bigger, more complex, and cater to more adult appetites. We thus become content with and conditioned to a life of class and economic competition for subsistence and for mass-produced toys and tokens from the industrial flea market. In free society, what I call minimum custody, there are simply more toys than in prison, maximum custody. More manufactured objects and imagery to divert those in minimal custody from the reality of our social, economic, and political oppression. Under plutocratic capitalist slavery, that is, bread and circuses still appease. As for us in maximum custody, we are marginalized, demonized, and ostracized, and thereby cut off from the masses out there in minimum custody. We are stripped of voice and force, socially, economically, and politically. Therefore, the ruling elite state enforcers can shed their pretensions and control us with more direct force and terror than what might be tolerated by those in minimum custody, where the masses cannot be so easily contained. Those in minimum custody who do recognize an unsatisfactory existence still perceive themselves as better off than us in maximum custody and greatly advantaged in comparison to the third world. They then accept the terms of their lesser confinement for fear of losing their perceived privileges, much the same incentive by which children are induced to behave. Who indeed can say they have never violated any of the innumerable laws of the authoritarian state? We are all criminals in this regard, whether intentionally or not. Yet we permit ourselves to be alienated against our peers who have suffered the indignity of having been caught. At the same time, we glamorize, idolize, and romanticize criminal characters and elements brought to us by the entertainment industry. I cannot count the times I've heard prison guards repeat to us in maximum custody, "I'm no different from you, I've just never been caught." Legal advertisements solicit us to buy the fastest automobiles, while all routes of travel have reduced legal speed limits. They confound us by tempting and tantalizing our desires, and then criminalizing the expression thereof. The difference between maximum and minimum custody: in maximum, we are regimented by overt terror and force, quite like Orwell's 1984, while in minimum, the regimentation is with mentally debilitating pacifiers, quite like Huxley's Brave New World. The similarity? We're all doing time.
Kevin Rashid Johnson for Prison Radio, www.prisonradio.org. Reporting from Red Onion State Prison in Virginia.